Well, good morning again. I'm Mike DeLong, the pastor of Cross Point Community Church on 283rd. As you go 283rd South, it comes on Ondaga and then dead ends into our church. Easy way to find it, but you never pass by it. I want to tell a little bit about myself so you can understand who I am. I have been the pastor of Cross Point for 8 years. Exactly 8 years next month. My wife Terry and I are the parents of four boys, and those four boys are all married. And in fact, when we started this series, we had five grandchildren. Today we have seven grandchildren. 'Cause 2 weeks ago, in the space of 13 hours, we had grandchild number six down in Dayton, and then the next morning we had grandchild number seven way over in Cambridge, England. Well, we haven't seen the one in Cambridge, England yet, but that's who we are, and we really enjoy our kids and our grandkids. We are in this series called "I Love to Tell the Story." And I don't know about you, but this is a really unique thing that churches in a community would trade pastors, that would trust another pastor to preach at their church. We've been doing things together for several years, the pastors of Point Place. There are six churches involved, and we trust each other and like each other, and we do things together all the time. But now we're trading pastors. We really trust each other, don't we? It's been really neat. Now, some of my friends who are pastors, I say, well, this is what we're doing, and they just gasp. They can't believe that we would do something like that. But that really is a testament to the unity in Christ that we have here in Point Place. We're really good friends as pastors, and I'm a good friend with your pastor, Pastor John. And I want to let you know, you have a really great pastor. Do you know that? You have a really great pastor and his family, and he's very devoted, very sincere, and very very concerned with the body of Christ here at Point Place UCC. So you are very privileged to have him as your pastor. What we're doing is we're sharing our favorite Bible story, and I've chosen the Bible story that Tammy read from John chapter 9, where the blind man was healed. The reason I really like that story is because of the simple faith that the blind man had, and the one truth that he clung to and proclaimed over and over, in spite of the controversy and the hubbub that was going on around him and all the people asking these questions. He stuck to his story, and as Tammy read, "This one thing I know, I was blind, but now I see." That's why I like that story. I want us to look at the story for a few minutes and then draw a couple of lessons from it. I don't know about you, but I already confessed I have grandchildren. So I'm getting older. And as I get older, I have more and more things that don't work the way they used to when I was younger. And I don't know if I would actually call them disabilities, but all of us have things that don't work the same. For example, like my left thumb has a really bad case of arthritis. And so like when I'm holding my Bible like this, it hurts all the time. I have to go like this. And my eyes, they have cataracts in them, and they're starting to form, and I have trouble seeing. And so I'm eventually going to have cataract surgery, like my mother did, and maybe some of you. As we get older, we become a little disabled. But how would you like to be without sight? Completely blind. That is a disability that you think about every day, not just a few times when you notice it. And that's the kind of disability the man in our story had. He was blind. And Jesus and his disciple see this man that was born blind, and it caused a discussion among his disciples. And the disciples weren't really concerned with the fact that he was blind, or the fact that he was disabled and might need some help. They weren't concerned that he had enough to eat or had enough money. You know what their question was? Who sinned here? Who's the sinner? You know, a lot of us are concerned about throwing and casting blame to other people. And that's what the disciples were doing. Who sinned here? This man or his parents that he was born blind? And Jesus said, what are you talking about? He said, he didn't say those words, but he looked and said, neither his parents nor this man sinned, but that he will display the works of God. So he called the man over, and he spat on the ground and made some sort of mud paste, and he applied it to the man's eyes and said, go wash in the pool of Siloam, which he did. He washed in the pool of Siloam, washed all that mud off his eyes, and when he opened his eyes, he could see again. It was a miracle. Or he could see for the first time. So he goes home to his neighborhood. Now, when Jesus goes home to his neighborhood, you would think that everyone would be happy, overjoyed, that this man, I don't know how old he was, but he was a man. This man who was born blind, was always going around, couldn't see, suddenly could see. You'd think everyone would be happy. You'd think everyone would be praising the man who healed him. Instead, it seemed to start a bunch of questions. It seemed to cause a controversy and arguments and disagreements and complications. And everyone was talking about it. And the neighbors said, this can't be the same man. We refuse to believe it. It must be someone who looks sort of like him. The man said, no, it's me. I'm the man. Well, how? How could this possibly happen? In verse 11, the man says simply, the man called Jesus, made mud, put it on my eyes, told me to go wash. So I went and washed, and now I can see. Well, then the Pharisees find out, the leaders of the synagogue nearby. And the Pharisees were upset, and they began an investigation. They were upset. Why? Because Jesus had healed on the Sabbath. And they began to investigate and interrogate the man. They brought the man in and said, we want to know what happened. Now tell us again, start from the beginning, what happened? And they said, well, what are the details? When did it happen? How did it happen? Who did it? What's going on here? We know this man's a sinner, so he couldn't possibly have healed them. And how can you see now? Not satisfied with his answer of, Jesus did it, they called his parents and began to interrogate his parents. Now, what's with their son here? What's going on? And they said, yes, he's our son. Yes, he was born blind. Apparently, he can see now. Well, who did it? What's going on? Well, they were afraid because the people, the Pharisees, were mad at Jesus. And anyone who claimed that Jesus was Lord or said anything good about Jesus, they were kicked out of the synagogue. So the parents, they were afraid. So they said, don't ask us. We have nothing to do with this. Go ask. He's of age. Go ask our son. So they brought in the son again and interrogate him again. And they began grilling him with theological questions. Who is this Jesus? Is he from God or is he a sinner? What's going on? He healed on the Sabbath. Do you know that that's against the law? He's not allowed to do that. No one said, isn't it great that Jesus has healed you? Isn't it great that you can see again? Isn't it awesome? That's really great. No, Jesus healed on the Sabbath. He broke one of our rules. He broke the rules in the Torah. He must be a sinner. And they tried to get the man to say, he's a sinner. Now say it, young man. He is a sinner. It was going on. And they were getting into theological arguments of, is he a sinner or not? Details. And it obscured the truth that the man had been touched by Jesus. Sometimes we can study and argue and look at the little details so finely that we miss the truth of Jesus himself and his presence and his touch. And that's what happened here. But in the midst of all this controversy, in the midst of all the arguments and theological debates, I love what the man did. Matter of fact, simple, plain truth. Yes, I am the man. Here's what I know. It's very simple. Let me tell you again. Jesus put mud on my eyes. I washed in the pool of Siloam, and now I can see. And then this is one of my favorite lines on the entire Bible. Whether he is a sinner or not, I do not know. But one thing I do know. I used to be blind, but now I see. You can talk all you want. You can argue all you want. But look, I'm looking. I can see. You can discuss all the fine points of Sabbath theology. You can discuss all the fine points of the Torah and how he might be breaking the rules. But you can't take this from me. Jesus touched me, and now I see. I love his clear testimony. His name is Jesus. He touched me. Now I see. That's a great testimony, isn't it? His name is Jesus. He touched me. And now I see. It was so clear what he said. In fact, the man said he was a prophet. That the Pharisees hurled insults and accusations at him. And the man said, but if Jesus were not from God, how can I see? You who were steeped in sin from your birth, how dare you lecture us? And they cast him from the synagogue. So that's the story. What can we learn from this story? A couple of things. Well, first of all, life gets complicated. Things are not always clear. I don't understand why you pray for someone and maybe they don't get healed. I don't understand why good people have to suffer. I don't understand why there's sorrow and sickness and trouble in the world. I don't understand why there's injustice and it won't stop. There are a lot of things that we don't understand. And people may try to confuse us with questions and drama and theological arguments. But this one thing is absolutely true and sure. Jesus is here, and he can touch us and help us to see. We can at least grab on to the fact that we know Jesus. Remember the old, I think it was Bill Gaither song? He touched me. I'm not sure exactly who wrote it, but remember the line where it goes, something happened and now I know he touched me and made me whole. Hey, something happened. Jesus touched me and now I'm made whole. You can't take that from me. Even when life is complicated, we can hold on to our Savior. Even when there's questions we can't answer, we can hold on to our Lord. The second lesson that we can learn from this passage is that religion without Christ is just vain philosophy and arguments. The Pharisees failed to see the miracle-working Jesus, who he proclaimed was the light of the world. But this one thing I know, Jesus is the light of the world. Religion without Christ is empty and just a philosophy and just a religion. But with Christ, there's life. Thirdly, the touch of Jesus brings boldness to tell others about Christ. When the man was touched by Jesus, he gathered up some boldness. And the Pharisees were badgering him with questions and trying to get him to say that Jesus was a sinner. And he began to get bold. Leave me alone. This one thing I know. I was blind, but now I see. He was bold when they hurled insults at him. He was bold when they began to argue with him. He was bold in telling others. In fact, he finally was bold enough to say, this man, Jesus, is a prophet. And they hurled him out of the synagogue. And the final lesson I draw from this passage is that when we have been touched by Jesus, it leads us to worship. The man was cured of more than physical blindness. at the end of the passage that we didn't read this morning, the Bible says that he was able to see and understand exactly who Jesus was. And at the end of the story, in verse 35, Jesus sought out the healed man and showed him who he actually was. And he said, "Do you believe in the Son of Man?" "Who is he, sir?" Jesus said. "Or who is he, sir?" the man said. And Jesus said, "You have now seen him. In fact, I'm the one who's speaking with you now." And the man said, "Lord, I believe." And he fell down and worshiped him. The touch of Jesus brings worship. When we are touched by God, we will worship him. And we will be bold in telling others about what he has done for us. You may be in the midst of turmoil. I know for sure at my church, maybe this church, you guys have it all together. But at my church, we have people that are going through things all the time. Someone who looks normal and looks all happy, then you find out there's turmoil, there's problems going on in their life. There's something happening with one of their kids, or there's something happening that's really serious. And all of us go through that kind of turmoil. But we can grasp onto the one thing that I do know, and that is Jesus is here. God can help us. God can bring us through. This one thing I know, God has touched us. Whereas I was blind, now I see. Let me just close this time with a prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you for these verses in John chapter 9. I pray that you would apply them to our hearts and our lives. I pray that you help us to see through your eyes and help us to cling to you even in the midst of our turmoil and in the midst of the problems of this world. May we rest in you, in Christ's name. Amen.